Glory to God. It's a great thing to come again today to share with you from the wonderful Word of God. Again, I'm happy to be on program Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, KRAJ 100.9 FM in the beautiful Antelope Valley. Again, I'm grateful to our host, Brother Melvin Slay, a wonderful member of our congregation, Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima, located at 12928 Vaughn Street, Pacoima, California, in the most beautiful Northeast San Fernando Valley. Our number is area code 818-899-5818. We certainly invite you to come and be a part of any of our worship services, our period of prayer and Bible study. I'm happy because God has been tremendously good to me. This month, I celebrated my 71st birthday. To God be the glory. And God has allowed my wife and I to pastor the Calvary Church for over 31 years. And I am indeed grateful that God saw fit to call me as the leader of such a wonderful congregation. As all ministries, in the years that I've been at Calvary, we've had our ups and downs, but I can say as the psalmist, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging prayer bread. I come today because I understand the month of October, November, and December are months when the evil one launches attacks on those of us walking in the faith. He attacks us in many ways, financial, emotional, and physical. And I want to look at the psalmist who declared in Psalm 41, when he said, "Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them when they are in trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. He gives them prosperity in the land and rescues them from their enemies. The Lord nurses them when they are sick and restores them to health. Oh Lord, I pray, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. But my enemies say nothing but evil about me. How soon will he die and be forgotten, they ask. They visit me as if they were my friend, but all the while they gather gossip. And when they leave, they spread it everywhere. All who hate me whisper about me, imagining the worst. He has some fatal disease, they say. He will never get out of that bed. Even my best friend, the one I trusted completely, the one who shared my food, has turned against me. Lord, have mercy on me. Make me well again so I can pay them back. I know you are pleased with me, for you have not let my enemies triumph over me. You have preserved my life because I am innocent. You have brought me into your presence forever. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. The text says that David was sick, and his enemies hoped it was nothing trivial. They were already rejoicing among themselves that his illness was probably terminal. To them, they saw no hope. And to add to his grief was that one of the traitors, as being his own close friend at one time. And so that's why we see in verse 1 through 3 of Psalm 41, where the psalmist says, all the joys of those who are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them when they are troubled or in trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. He gives them prosperity in the land and rescues them from their enemies. The Lord nurses them when they are sick and restores them to health. But we must understand, my beloved, the patient is not without comfort. Whatever you're going to, be patient. Because when you're patient, God can supply some good things. David first remembered that the Lord blesses the person who considers the poor. And here the poor probably means not so much poor financially, but poor in health, weakened by sickness. And in this condition, my beloved, David consoles himself with the thought that when I look back over my life, I know that I have done just what the Lord did for people in distress. He had assisted, he comforted, and cheered all who were in the grip of disease. Good God Almighty. Now, when you do good, God's gonna bless you. When you help those who are poor in health, God is gonna bless you. When you go and visit your friends, your loved ones in the hospital, God's going to bless you. And that's what David said, that God will bless you when you comfort and cheer up, hallelujah, those in the grip of disease. And now he claims a promise that the Lord will deliver him also in time of trouble. Yes, my beloved, the Lord will keep a watchful and protective vigil over him. If you're sick, God will preserve your life, because David has earned a good reputation for his consideration of the sick and the suffering. He is confident that the same God that will use him to help others in their time of need. David now is confident that God will not desert him to the maliciousness of his enemies. He will instead give David all needed grace for this time, for his time in his sick room. Then, when that time is over, God will raise him up to health and strength one more time. I want you to know, I can certainly testify, and I know some of you that might be listening to this message can testify that God gave you the grace you needed in your sick room. That God, you believe that because of what you have done for others, God will raise you up. He will heal you and give you health and strength one more time. In this psalm, the Lord is pictured as a nurse adjusting the patient's bed. And my beloved, as long as we walk in the things of God, the Lord will make a way somehow. Then the psalmist says in Psalm 41:4, I prayed. He said, oh Lord, I prayed. Have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. But the psalmist did not depend solely on his past consideration of the ill and infirm. He wisely took his illness to the Lord in prayer. And then as he did that, my beloved, we must do the same. As he took his illness to the Lord, he did it confessing his sin and pleading for healing as something he did not deserve. Not all sickness is a direct result of sin in a believer's life. Many of the ailments of older people, for example, are part of the normal process of deterioration due to age. Just the other day, I went to the doctor and I was suffering from something that I didn't understand, and I wanted to make sure that it was not a disease that could not be dealt with. And the doctor told me that what I was going through was merely a matter that all people growing old will face. And I'm telling you that not all sickness is because of sin. Sometimes, however, there is a direct link between sin and sickness. and where the faintest possibility of this exists, the believer should rush into the Lord's presence in humble submission, heartfelt confession, saying to God, God, I know who you are. You are the great physician. And if there's sin in my life, God, forgive me. Because, you know, forgiveness should precede the local doctor's remedies. If you're walking in unforgiveness, you need to say, God, forgive me. Blot out my transgressions. Then David said, but my enemies say nothing but evil against me, waiting hopefully for a bulletin from somebody, from the hospital, from my neighbors, stating that David had died. When will he die? They would ask each other, and when will we hear the last of this king? Oh my God, when I was diagnosed with leukemia in the hospital, people were wondering, will I ever recover? Some even thought that I was gone, I was living out my last days. The doctors gave me 2 months to live, and that was 5 going on 6 years ago. The psalmist says in Psalm 41 verse 6, they visit me as if they were my friends, but all the while they gather gossip, and when they leave, they will spread it everywhere. Oh my God, occasionally, my beloved, that one of these evil wishes would actually show up during visiting hours. But he had no comfort to offer, no words of hope or encouragement. He talked without saying anything. Actually, it seemed he was just looking for some information to use against the ill person, in this case, David. And after the person left, he broadcast every negative report he could imagine. David says in verse 7 and 8, all who hate me whisper about me, imagining the worst. My God, he has some fatal disease, they say. He will never get out of that bed. Well, because of my time, don't worry about whispering campaigns, my beloved. I want you to understand that God, even when your best friend gives bad reports on you, don't worry about it. God is the healer. You just take your illness to the Lord and just leave it at the Lord's feet, because God will. David said, Lord, have mercy on me. Make me well again. And that's what you ought to say to God in the time of your illness and sickness. God, have mercy on me. Make me well again. God, open up the channels of healing and make me well again. David turns to the one that we should turn to and say, God, have mercy on me. So anyway, my beloved, because of my time, I want you to just, whatever illness you're going through, you might have a cold or the flu, take it to God. And the God we serve together, hallelujah, he is the divine healer. Amen.